This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we focus on the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shops Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops. Now, the best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bass_Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just go to the site, hit the home button, click on Bassmaster Radio. Now, before we get too far into this week's show, I'd like to take a moment to extend our thoughts and prayers to those devastated by Hurricane Harvey in southeastern Texas, and now this weekend, Hurricane Irma, which is battering Florida and will be dumping enormous amounts of rain on not only Florida, but throughout the southeast as the storm heads north. Texas and Florida are particular hotspots for BASS members and pros, and to that point, we will discuss the storms with Texan Todd Faircloth, who was born and raised in Jasper, Texas, which is northeast of Houston, just south of the Sam Rayburn Dam. And also, we'll get a statement from Bass CEO Bruce Aiken. And if you are able to give any financial support, please do it. I know that many of us contributed to the Texas relief, so this may be an onerous appeal. But can you imagine what those people in the path of these storms are going through? So if it's $10 or $100 or whatever it is that you can do, please consider doing it. One of the tremendous things about sportsmen is how they react in times of emergency. Remember, the first S in BASS stands for sportsmen. So let's continue to answer the bell for our neighbors in these hard-hit areas. The final Bass Pro Shops Northern Open of the season is underway at Douglas Lake in Dandridge, Tennessee, with a ton on the line. Guys are trying to get into the Classic with a win or an elite invitation with a top five finish in the points. Not to mention, over $250,000 in cash and prizes are on the line. When we return, BASS CEO Bruce Aiken joins us to talk about the storms and to discuss the new 2018 Bass Pro Shops Open schedule and the exciting new rules. The boss is next on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. Enter now for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab 4x4 in the ultimate Toyota Tundra giveaway. Grand prize includes a genuine Toyota accessories package valued at up to $2,500 and additional accessories from B&W trailer hitches, Covercraft, Volant, and Yakima, plus a $4,000 installation allowance. A total grand prize value of close to $44,500. In addition, five runners-up will receive a $200 gift card from Advance Auto Parts. Visit Bassmaster.com/Toyota Tundra giveaway to enter daily until September 15th, 2017, and for official rule.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from elite pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio here on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as I have said in the past, you know, ground zero for the SB Nation Radio Network is Houston, Texas. In fact, we're on a big station in Houston, Texas, and the network is based out of Houston, Texas. So we've had a lot of contact with the home office there, and have been very sensitive as to what is going on there. A little bit later on, we're going to head down to Jasper, Texas, just south of the Sam Rayburn Lake, with Todd Faircloth, and he'll give us a hands-on. He's been all around that southeast Texas area, and he's going to give us a hands-on look at that. But first, I'd like to spend a little time with the CEO of BASS, our own Bruce Aiken, joining us here to talk about not only the reaction to the storms, but the new Bassmaster Open schedules that just came out this past week. Bruce, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
I feel like I should almost apologize. I can't believe it. We've been doing this for like 8 months now, and we haven't had you on yet.
Well, I think it's been a better program for it. So I was happy to. I've been listening to all the shows, and you're doing a great job for us. And all the guests you've had on have been very informative.
Well, you know, a lot of that.
I've really enjoyed being a listener.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. But a lot of that goes to the anglers. I mean, we have had the champion on days after every single major tournament, Elite Series event, even some of the Opens. And it's the guys that have been so willing, and every one of them, and guys that hadn't won as well, other guys that have come on. So between the anglers and the great staff that we have at Bassmaster Magazine and Bass Times, it's been great to have everybody incorporated in it. We couldn't do it without the cooperation of those guys, and it just shows you, you know, what a great roster we have in the Elite Series.
You know, of course, I'm always listening for tips on how to catch more fish myself. So I'm hanging on to every word and every tip that they have. But we've got a great group of anglers, and you mentioned the Bassmaster staff and the team and all the freelancers and everybody that we use. Everybody just works so well together, and hopefully, you know, all of it works together to inform all the passionate bass anglers out there.
That's good stuff.
So you did mention, you know, the Houston area,
yeah.
Texas, and with Harvey, our, you know, thoughts and prayers have gone out to all the folks down that way. I know we've been in touch. Of course, the Classic was there this year. We've been in touch with the Sports Commission on how to, you know, how we could be of help in making sure first that everybody was okay, that, you know, folks that we knew, everybody seems to be safe. And, of course, all the damage down there, you can't replace that. But you know, so we're working with foundations there. Dave Terry and the folks at Texas Parks and Wildlife, we've gotten in touch with them. You know, a lot of our Bass Nation folks have been helping out down there. We've been providing some boats and, you know, some of the rescue attempts. I know some of our Texas and Louisiana elite anglers have been pitching in and helping. Right. Like I said, you'll be talking with Todd later on, so he's closer to, you know, those efforts down there. But, of course, now as the storm heads to Florida and up the coast, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. So we just, you know, besides, you know, thoughts and prayers, so we're just trying to provide any resources we can and be of any help that we can to those folks that have been put out down there.
Yeah, BASS CEO Bruce Aiken, our guest. And it does go to the heart of the sportsman, doesn't it? I mean, so many sportsmen. First of all, Texas, the people are just so resilient, and they're such great sportsmen themselves. I mean, they just look at this thing, and they're going to get in their boats and do whatever they can to help their own folks as much as possible. But then the sporting goods industry has stepped up, and you know, Johnny Morris and the crew at Bass Pro Shops and so many others, really, that have stepped up as well, that have sent supplies and boats and everything else down there. And it really speaks to the community of the outdoors, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're not, you know, no more charitable people, and not just from the conservation end of things, but just, you know, taking care of people, mm-hmm. Than people in this industry are. Of course, we've also got our friends at Orange, Texas, that's right. Sort of in the middle of it, where we have an elite tournament scheduled next year, and we've been in touch with them as well to see what we could do in that area. And of course, we'll be assessing the situation as we move into next year on that now as well. But of course, our first priority is to make sure people are taken care of, and fishing can take a back seat to that at times like this.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see in the aftermath exactly what the Sabine River looks like. There's so much salt water, maybe being pushed up into that system. But that's April, that's a ways away, and nature has a way of kind of adjusting to those things. So it'll be interesting to see there. And as we said this weekend, now Florida, with so much severe weather and going up the coast, so much severe weather there. So our thoughts and prayers with those folks as well as they deal with it. The rain and the wind and everything else, and I guess it's just part of what we deal with in the south in the late summer, early fall time of the year when it's hurricane season. So hopefully everything goes well for those guys.
Yeah, and we're in Birmingham. We do get some of the effects of it, but certainly aren't in the eye of the storm like they are in Florida and along the East Coast. And just the unpredictability of the hurricanes. Of course, we get our fair share of tornadoes, which we usually have warning of here. But I just can't imagine, having to prepare for something as unpredictable as that and having to live through all of that.
Yeah. So, it's interesting because depending on what part of the country you're from and where you live, people handle natural disaster weather events differently and fear things differently. I remember when I first moved to Florida from upstate New York back in 1980, and I was talking to people down there about hurricanes, and man, this ought to be something. And they're like, hurricanes? I'd hate to be stuck in a blizzard. I can't imagine what it would be like to be stuck in 10 feet of snow. And I said, oh, snow, that's nothing. I'm worried about a hurricane. And then, of course, moved to the Mid-South and lived in Tennessee and Alabama for the last several years, and yeah, it's tornadoes that you deal with in this part of the country. So it seems like and then out west, our friends out west with the wildfires right now that they're dealing with. So it's just depending on where you're from, it tells you a little bit about what you're used to.
It does.
Yeah. So. All right. Shifting gears a little bit. This past week, Bassmaster announced a new open series. And it was funny that this happened this week because I had a little bit of fun with the fact that the final Northern Open is taking place as we speak now. The final Northern Open taking place on Douglas Lake in Tennessee. And I know there's a lot of folks, in that neck of the woods that are wondering, when did we become part of the North? Having said
that. Right. That's a little bit of, why we made some of the changes we did, because we're looking at schedules that were about, how far north is Dandridge? And somebody pointed out, well, that's on the same line as the as Virginia, the tournaments there. I said, well, it's questionable whether that's in the north either.
We are visiting with BASS CEO Bruce Aiken, and just taking a look at the schedules for both the Eastern Opens for 2018, the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Eastern Open and Central Open schedule. In the Eastern Open schedule, it starts at Kissimmee Chain of Lakes February 1st through 3rd, then goes to Lake Norman in May 10th through 12th, Lake Champlain August 2nd through 4th, and Douglas Lake September 13th through 15th, all leading to the Bassmaster Open Championship at a location to be determined. On the central side, March 1 through 3, it'll be at Ross Barnett Reservoir in Mississippi. Then April 19 through 21 at the Arkansas River at Muskogee, Oklahoma. The Red River comes up June 14th through 16th out of Shreveport, and then September 6th through 8th at Logan Martin Lake. So you can see by this schedule how it works within the existing schedule, or how they work together to where you can fish both circuits. And really, when you look at the new elite schedule that was released last month, it's actually really, really good for the anglers to be able to kind of bounce around a little bit and hit not only their elite events but also the open events if they choose to do that. This is a really, really exciting schedule. All right, when we return, we'll have more with Bruce Aiken talking about this schedule and exactly how this leads to classic bursts and elite invitations as well, all coming up right here on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
Enter now for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab 4x4 in the ultimate Toyota Tundra giveaway. Grand prize includes a genuine Toyota accessories package valued at up to $2,500 and additional accessories from B&W trailer hitches, Covercraft, Volant, and Yakima, plus a $4,000 installation allowance. A total grand prize value of close to $44,500. In addition, five runners-up will receive a $200 gift card from Advance Auto Parts. Visit Bassmaster.com/Toyota Tundra giveaway to enter daily until September 15th, 2017, and for official rule.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. I am your host, Tom Abraham. We are visiting with Bruce Aiken. He is the CEO of BASS, and a lot of work went into the 2018 Bassmaster Pro Shop Bassmaster Opens schedule, and of course being broken into two divisions as opposed to three. It's now an Eastern Division and a Central Division. And you know, a lot of people like to use, and some people will use, a baseball analogy and refer to these the open schedule like a AAA level of for professional bass fishing. That's not really accurate, though. It's more like in NASCAR, it's like the Xfinity races, where you have Elite Series anglers fish both the elite events and the open events, because they lead to different ways to qualify for the Classic and stay qualified for the elites and so on. And you also have guys that are up and comers that are fishing just on the opens, or that are fishing the opens with making it to the highest level, the Elite Series, in mind as well. So I look at it as more like the Xfinity Series in NASCAR, more so than AAA. These are great, great anglers. And oh, by the way, $212,000 cash and merchandise in each event for the pros, $77,550 for the co-anglers. This is the highest level of co-angler fishing that you can possibly do. Bruce, there's an awful lot going on here when we talk about these opens.
Well, as you know, Tom, that there are two things going on with the opens besides just a great chance to fish as a pro or as a co-angler. But the pros are vying for a couple of things. One is that, nine class Bassmaster Classic berths on the win and you're in kind of thing. And then the other thing that they're vying for is an invitation to the Elite Series.
Right.
Many of the pros that are fishing that series. And we felt for a long time that, three events, based on points, might not be quite enough test of whether you're ready for the elites or not. So we expanded that to four. We felt like more than that would be maybe too much burden on people trying to qualify. And then, of course, we've got the fifth event now, the championship, which I'll get into a little bit more later. But, basically had to fish, five events, and it's cumulative points on that that we'll take into account in issuing the elite invitations. Kind of the other part of it is, as you alluded to, is, sort of geographically anyway. We were kind of not northern, central, southern anyway. People always ask why we don't go out west, mm-hmm. and farther out west for both the opens and the elites. And, a part of it is just, time and travel and the costs associated with it. And, certainly a lot of people have moved south to be closer to the tournament that we have. We decided that maybe a way to do it, we looked at a few different things, but we finally settled on, sometimes we try to keep things pretty simple around here. And we said, okay, what if we just had Eastern and Central? And we thought about North, South, and, you know, that kind of thing, and thought that having two divisions made more sense. And then we looked at, and it just so happened, I think, and we said, well, you know, it's kind of funny how it worked out that all the Eastern ones are in the Eastern time zone. And Central are in the Central time zone.
Right.
So, you know, that may not work out every time, but it happened to this time. So, you know, we may rename those later, but for now, I think we're settled in. And some people have pointed out, well, you know, three of the Eastern are still in the South and, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, we'll in the future maybe try to balance that out a little bit more. The Central maybe, you know, have some a little, you know, farther north or a little, you know, more to the west occasionally, just like we do in the Elite Series every three or four years. You know, we go out west with the Elite. So we'll tinker with it as we go. But one of the big things is getting to the championship. We've talked about having a championship for several years, and then the same thing, instead of making it just win and you're in, for the Classic, go all the way to a championship and determine, you know, those classic berths from a championship. And that's what we're trying to do this year. And also make it a bigger event. You know, we have championships in just about all of our other series.
Right.
From the Bass Nation all the way up to the Elites and Angler of the Year Championship. So we thought it be a fitting that we have, you know, the Bass Pro Shops Opens Championship as well. My understanding is before I got here that there was a championship back in the 2000s maybe that we'd gotten away from. So we just kind of wanted to bring that back and make it more special. And again, make qualifying a little bit tougher because, you know, if you're getting into the big leagues, you need to, you know, kind of make sure you're ready for it.
Well, and it truly is an open championship because of the fact that there isn't a requirement. You know, you have to be an Elite Series angler first to, you know, to fish on the Elite Series. So you got to qualify for that and so on. Whereas in this particular case, this is similar to the U.S. Open in golf or the U.S. Open in tennis, where there's a certain amount of qualifying that goes in it and gets you into the Open Championship.
Right.
So it's like that you've already kind of built up that gravitas from the other, even the Open and the British Open and so on. So to have an Open Championship for bass fishing, that brings in all inclusive, because, you know, you mentioned guys fishing to qualify for the Elites. As you know, there are a number of guys that are out there that don't necessarily have the time, the financing, the sponsorship to even accept the Elite if they don't necessarily want to go that route. But you now, with five tournaments here, I mean, you could do a pretty good job, do some pretty good damage just being an Open angler as well. And I know some guys will choose to do that.
Right. And, you know, that's part of it is sort of, you know, preparing.
Right.
Because I think now, again, points from three tournaments in, you know, typically in your region doesn't necessarily make you ready to go nationwide and in the Elite. And, you know, if I was getting lucky and, you know, on your home body of water or, you know, locally, of course, you know, some of the guys, you know, come in and defy those odds anyway. And we've got examples of that this year, and you always will on the Elites. But, you know, it takes a lot to be an Elite angler, not just the competition, but financially as well, and sponsorships and that kind of thing. And we think this gives, you know, people a little bit more chance to, you know, qualify and get, you know, sponsorships and all the other things that you need to have to be prepared.
Right. Bruce Aiken with the CEO of BASS. All right. So to be clear, winning one of these eight Opens, whether it's the Eastern or Central Opens, does not automatically qualify you for a Classic berth. Is that correct?
That's correct. We'll have those eight winners will, you know, go to the championship along with the top 10 in points from each division. So there will be, you know, 28 participants in the championship on the pro side, and then we'll have 28 co-anglers as well. And then they'll compete for 3 days. And then at the end of the tournament, the champion of that event will go to the Classic, and then the top three from each division in points after the, you know, championship event, cumulative points from the season and the championship will go. So seven total will go to the Classic. And then the top five from each division, again, cumulative points after the championship, will be invited to to the Elite Series for 2019.
Yeah, and Ronnie Moore did a great job with us last week breaking down, you know, how the sausage is made when it comes to building an elite field. And I thought it was important. One of the most important things to note was, of course, we know what's going on with AOI and Rookie of the Year, and then guys that are going to get into the Classic bracket, and that's all fine and dandy. But then there's guys at the bottom of the table, and you wonder with some of those big names that have had a bad year. But you guys have a system in place. I mean, you'd have to probably kill us if you told us exactly what it is, but you have a system in place that allows for rolling averages and so on, so that you don't get, you know, if you just had a bad year out of five or a couple of bad years out of 10, it doesn't automatically kick you out of the elites.
Right. Yeah. We now have, for a few years now, we've allowed everyone to drop a year, and, you know, their worst year, and then average that out. And that's to get those beyond the top 70. The top 70 in AOI points for the year automatically qualify for the next season in the elites. And then the next 15 or so spots are determined on your career average is dropping 1 year. Mm-hmm. This year, we're making one small change to that, in that you're able to drop 1 year after you've been in the elites for 5 years. Of course, we're continuing to allow rookies or, you know, first timers to have a second year automatically, because again, you're breaking into the elites and learning the ropes and getting used to it. It takes a few years to get there. So, you know, we kind of give a bye year in the first year. So if they're not in the top 70 of points, they still get a second year.
I know some folks, when they saw the Central Opens, you know, that there's nothing west of the Arkansas River. The Texas guys are like, hey, what happened to Texas? But that could change. You know, the 2019 schedule could have three events in Texas. You know, who knows, you know, how that all will shake out. And there's some great waters, obviously, you know, when we talk about heading out towards Arizona, and then California, you know, has its wonderful waters as well. But looking forward to the trip to South Dakota, right on the Elite Series this year as well. So
yeah.
That's good stuff.
And then I'll bet in 2019 we'll get a little further west than that. So we're already looking at, you know, the 2019 schedule. So I would speculate that we'll have a couple of western stops.
Yeah, but you got
that schedule.
You got two northern stops here. You got Champlain and Douglas Lake, right? So part of the north.
Absolutely.
So it's north of north of Alabama. So I guess it makes it north. All right. Appreciate you, Bruce, so much for coming on and joining us. And we'll look forward to chatting again. And we're really looking forward to AOI and the drama that's going to take place, not just at the top, but in the middle of that table, the guys getting into the AOI Classic. And that thing is going to be fantastic this year, because that's going to be a real shootout to get that last spot in the Classic.
Absolutely. On the top 100 bass lake in the country, according to Bassmaster. So should be another great tournament up there, and a great shootout. And then, of course, you know, following that will be the Classic bracket. So stay tuned. Appreciate you having me on, Tom.
All right. Thank you. That's Bruce Aiken, CEO of BASS. All right, when we return, Todd Faircloth will join us from down in Texas. We'll get a hands-on look at what's going on down there right after this on Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. Enter now for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra SR5 double cab 4x4 in the ultimate Toyota Tundra giveaway. Grand prize includes a genuine Toyota accessories package valued at up to $2,500 and additional accessories from B&W trailer hitches, Covercraft, Volant, and Yakima, plus a $4,000 installation allowance. A total grand prize value of close to $44,500. In addition, five runners-up will receive a $200 gift card from Advance Auto Parts. Visit Bassmaster.com/Toyota Tundra giveaway to enter daily until September 15th, 2017, and for official rule. Are you looking for a great weekend tournament fishing experience? Well, visit AmericanBassAnglers.com for the latest on the nation's number one grassroots fishing tours. The ABA features several circuits, including the American Fishing Tour, one-day events close to home. The ABA also has the Open Series with 16 divisions around the country and a $5,000 guaranteed first place. For team tournaments, check out the 100% Plus Team Tour and even the Couples Tour. All events lead to the Ray Scott Championships as well. Learn more at AmericanBassAnglers.com.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. And as we told you last week, the home of the SB Nation Radio Network is Houston, Texas. We're on 1560 in Houston, and that's kind of ground zero for the network, and it's also been ground zero for Hurricane Harvey, of course. And we thought we'd reach out to Todd Faircloth. He was born and raised in Jasper, Texas, which is just south of the dam, really, at Sam Rayburn, and northeast of Houston by maybe 100 miles or so, 120 miles, but right kind of in the epicenter of where a lot of the flooding has taken place, just south of him as well. And he was able to fly home from St. Clair and from the Elite Tournament at St. Clair and spend some time at home. He got in just before really the storm really took off, and he joins us now. Todd, welcome in. I'd say how you doing, but I would imagine that this is something that a kind of devastation, even for a guy that's been born and raised there, that this is something unlike anything you've ever seen before in terms of the just sheer amount of water that came out of the sky.
Yeah, it's just you know, it's kind of surreal. You know, it's you know, here where I'm at in Jasper, you know, it's not we didn't have anything like the people, you know, in the Beaumont, Lumberton, Orange, you know, Houston areas. We had some flooding, but it wasn't nothing like the significance of the, you know, the area south of us. And you know, it's, I've been down there, you know, helped my sister and helped a buddy out, you know, of trying to get some stuff out of their houses that have flooded. And it's just, it's kind of surreal to see, you know, you just, you see so many homes and, you know, just destroyed by the floodwaters. And it's such a broad spectrum, you know, from South Louisiana all the way to South Texas, you know, along our coastline there. It's just, it's just a broad area that's been devastated. And you know, things are you know, people are starting the process of getting in their homes and getting the stuff out that was damaged. And there's still some people today that can't get to their houses, and it's just a sad deal. It's going to take a while, but the people of Texas are resilient, and you know, it's, everybody's lending a hand. I don't know if there's anybody from the state of Texas that didn't have a family member or a friend that wasn't affected by this storm. And you know, the people of Texas are really reaching out and helping out, and you know, even people that are not from here have you know, helped out a tremendous amount. And that's what our country's about.
Yeah, absolutely. I was saying that last week, that this is the true America, not the stuff that we've seen, you know, in the news in recent days that have tried to kind of separate us. The true America is how people have reacted to the devastation in Houston. J.J. Watt raising over $20 million. You tried to raise $200,000, raised over $20 million, and that's just, you know, a portion of what was raised for so many other great organizations helping out in this Houston area. Now, you've lived here all your life, and you are in a bit of a hurricane alley there. I mean, that's at that area, you know, on the north shore of the Gulf of Mexico between New Orleans and Houston and all of that area. But it seemed what was different about this, usually these things come ashore, great wind, great amount of rain in a very short period of time, and then they blow right through and it's sunny the next day. And you know, and you certainly have a lot of devastation with wind and so on. It seemed what was different about this is it just stopped. It just parked over all of Southeast Texas and just rained, 2 feet of rain. I mean, that's the thing that seemed it was so different about this storm.
Yeah, it wouldn't, it's like you said, it wouldn't go anywhere. And it stayed around the, you know, the most significant rainfall came from the Houston and, you know, Beaumont area down there. I think Houston recorded somewhere around 52 inches of rain.
Wow.
And I think the Beaumont area as well. And, I mean, that's more rainfall than those areas get in a year. And when you talk about getting that amount of rainfall in, you know, 3 or 4 days, it's just, it's just kind of, you know, I mean, it's just overwhelming. I mean, you know, we've never seen any type of rainfall like that. And, you know, it just seemed like it would rain every day and every night, and you'd wake up the next morning expecting it to be through, and it would just do it all over again. So it was, you know, I mean, nobody's ever seen that amount of rainfall down there. I mean, I think it was a record, rainfall record that broke all-time records anywhere in the United States. So that should tell you something, you know. And, you know, there's homes that were flooded that are not even in floodplains, you know, that you know, have never seen water even get close to them. So that kind of gives you perspective on it. You know, a lot of people think, well, they're living in low-lying areas and stuff like that, and that's just not the case in some areas, you know. I mean, those areas were affected, but there was areas that were affected, you know, that have never even had water close to them. So it's just, it's a sad deal, you know, and, you know, it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a while, but it'll eventually, you'll start to see some normalcy. I mean, you're already starting to see some of that. People are getting electricity back on in places where they've been out of it. People are getting their waters cut back on, but, you know, there's still some areas today that people haven't even been able to get to their homes. So, you know, just lots of thoughts and prayers go out to them, and, you know, we've got to continue to reach out and try to help these people to get back to some normalcy in their life.
Todd Faircloth joining us, born and raised in Jasper, Texas, just north of Houston and just south of Toledo Bend. Now, we know, you know, fans of the Elite Series know about Orange, Texas, because that's where kind of where the tournament goes into the Sabine River. And just into Louisiana is the Sabine National Wildlife Refuge. I would imagine that is just, I mean, that's a swamp area anyway. It's not like people live there. That's got to be, you know, probably have record waters there. But is Orange and Beaumont, and those towns that are on the Texas side of the Sabine River, are they have a little bit of elevation there, or was that whole area, you know, really inundated and flooded as well?
That whole area was affected by the storm, you know, from the Texas side of the Sabine River all the way, you know, along through there, you know, to Houston. It was all saw a lot of damage, a lot of water, and those people today, you know, one of my sponsors, Gopher Industrial, is based right there in Orange, Texas, and you know, they're a big part in putting that tournament on down there at Sabine, and you know, and I've been in touch with them, and they got up and running yesterday, and they're trying to, you know, help the people out there with stuff that they need, you know, like face mask, dust mask, and, you know, rakes and wheelbarrows and whatever they can get, you know, to these people to help, you know, clean their area up down there. So it's, like I said, it's going to take a while, but it's going to happen, you know, and it's going to affect a lot of people for quite some time. You know, it's, I've been down there, and until you see it personally, you know, you sit there on TV, and you look at the internet, and you look at the pictures, and you're like wowed by it. But until I went down there and I saw it firsthand, you know, from a personal standpoint, you really just can't grasp the magnitude of it.
Right.
It's crazy.
Todd Faircloth with us. Now, just 6 months ago or so, we had one of the best classics ever staged out of Houston on Lake Conroe. Conroe, just about 30 miles north of Houston. There was question, I know, about the, you know, about the dam and the systems there. Of course, you're just really not that far south of the dam of Toledo Bend, so you wonder, you know, if people get concerned about these dams being breached. But what do you know about Conroe and that area? And you know, these floodwaters too, they don't know. You know, they don't have any discretion as to whether they're low-income people or high-income people. We know there's some beautiful homes along Conroe. It didn't matter. It's like everybody got flooded. But what do you know about how Conroe held up?
You know, I don't know exactly about Conroe. You know, I'm pretty sure that the dam is okay right now. You know, I know they were having to release some water out of the lake. You know, as well, Rayburn, which is just north of Jasper here, which is the Neches River that it goes into, they were able to hold Rayburn back which it runs into all that area down there. They were able to hold Rayburn back because you know, it was down from normal pool. Toledo Bend, they had to release some water over there into Sabine. So it will affect some of those people on the Sabine River over there. They're in the low-lying areas. But it's just everywhere, you know. You know, Dam B is a lake below Sam Rayburn. They had to release a lot of water out of it. It's a small lake, and they had to release a lot of water out of it, which runs into the Neches. So there's just a lot of lakes up here. There's a lot of rivers, and there's a lot of water that flows that has to flow that way. And those people were already flooded. And when you have to release water out of a lake, you know, right, from the scaredness of the dam breaching, which would really cause devastation, it's just, you know, the Corps of Engineer, you know, they have, you know, a guideline that they have to go by, and, you know, to keep those dams from busting. So, I mean, that's, and from what I understand, that's what they go by.
What impact do you think this would have on the fishery back down at Orange? It'd be way too early to think about anything in terms of the tournament that's coming up in the spring on the Sabine River. But what would this do to the fish? If you have a flood, an epic flood like this that sends water everywhere, obviously it'll recede and it'll be back down to where you can make out the normal river at Sabine, which is a network of low-lying areas and swamp areas and so on. But would you anticipate any kind of impact on that fishery even 6 months from now?
Yeah, you know, anywhere where you have a hurricane that comes in down there, you know, on the coast like that, that's affected by the salt water and the tides and, you know, the storm surge, it definitely can have an effect on those areas down there greatly. I mean, we've seen it in Venice and, you know, over around New Orleans where we've had classics before, and it can devastate, you know, a fishery, depending on how far the salt water came in. But, you know, it's just going to be a wait and see deal. You know, I mean, you won't know until, you know, the water recedes and you get out there and start looking around a little bit. But it's hard to say right now. You know, there's a lot. There was a lot of fresh water coming, you know, down from the rivers. So maybe it kept some of that salt water flushed out. But when you have a hurricane of that magnitude come in, you know, the biggest deal is the salt water, you know, intrusion.
Well, I know you're heading back north. Of course, you've got the AOY coming up at Mille Lacs. You are firmly in the Classic, 16th in the AOY standing, so just an opportunity to move up and make a few more dollars there. But I know your heart will be in Texas. And also thoughts and prayers with our friends in Florida as well. My gosh, they're getting hammered this weekend as well by Irma, and they're going to need a lot of help there as well. So, Todd, I appreciate you so much for taking a few minutes with us, and good luck up in Minnesota.
All right, thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. There you go, Todd Faircloth joining us. You can just tell by his voice that just something devastating in the state of Texas. All right, we'll come back and wrap it up right after this. It's Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back to the final segment of Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, and as we idle this show back into the dock, let's take a look at the upcoming schedule, as there is a ton of jockeying going on, not only for the AOI and the ROI, but Classic Berths and the 2018 Elite status as well, as we head to Mille Lacs. But before we get there, where did we stand heading into this weekend's Bass Pro Shops Northern Open at Douglas Lake in Daindred? Leading the way was Wesley Strader with 382 points. JT Kenny, though, right on his tail, just a point behind. Then Frank Poirier at 364 points. Chad Pipkins, Shin Fukai, John England, Jake Whitaker, Mike Iaconelli in eighth, Kyle Kempkers in ninth, and Patrick Walters in 10th. Remember, the top five guys get an automatic invitation to the Elite Series based on points, and whoever wins this tournament, assuming they have fished any other Northern Opens, would also get a seat at the Bassmaster Classic. Now, as for the AOI on the Elite Series, there's only three guys that can win it at Mille Lacs. That's Brandon Polinek, Jason Christie, and Jacob Wheeler. Jason Christie would need Brandon Polinek to finish about 15th for Christie to win the tournament for him to win the AOI. Wheeler would need Polinek to completely collapse and finish 33 in the field of 50, and then he'd have to finish ahead of Christie as well and win the tournament. All three of those guys, by the way, are threats to win this tournament. There's no question about it. Now, the other stories that are going on at Mille Lacs is going to be who is going to get in to the Classic Bracket, which will come up just a couple of days later, right there at Pocogama Lake in Minnesota. Well, the guys that are in that position heading into the AOI, you've got guys like basically the top 39 or so would be in, but the guys that are sitting on that cut line right now: Ish Monroe, Steve Kennedy, Jesse Wiggins, Jason Williamson, Kelly Jay, Skeet Reese, Jacob Poroznik, Dave Lefebvre, Brock Mosley, Mike Iaconelli again, Bill Lowen, Mike McClellan, and Jonathan Van Dam, Adrian Avena sitting in the 50 spot, getting that last spot in the AOI tournament. So there's a lot that is going on at that point as well. Some of those guys could jump possibly into the top 38 or 39, which will get them into the Classic automatically. The next eight guys that are not already qualified, though, will end up in the Classic bracket. So there's so much going on at Mille Lacs, and it's going to be a great tournament. And when you add to that the Classic bracket a couple of days later, well, let's just face it, we're not going to get anything done. We'll be watching Bassmaster Live the whole time. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Until next time, make sure you keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham. This has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.